Okay, good evening, everybody. We resume. As I mentioned, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we will not be having a shir because it will be Tisha B'Av. That means we're a week away. And even, I always think that there's a famous Rabban Kotler says every morning we talk about the things that the chasadim that we do, that Eichel Adam Perasim Olam Azev, and Karen Kanas Olam Ba, right, after Berachas HaTorah. And it's at the end of that, it says, V'talma Torah K'neged Kulam. V'talma Torah, the Torah is the biggest thing of chesed that we have in this world and the next world. It's the effect of Aaron Kotler. Ask about Aaron Kotler. Why is Torah study chesed? Why is Torah study chesed? So Aaron says, you make a mistake. Torah brings chesed to the world. Torah, when we study Torah, We bring chesed. Torah brings kedusha to the world. You know, actually, the Chosim Lublin said that he really, in his time, imagine this, Chosim Lublin trying to carve the world in the 1820s, you know, that Kufa 1830s, 1840s, the vast majority of the world was Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Now, there were plenty of weak people. There was the Yitzhahara 200 years ago as well, but he was talking about, you can't just go out and makarav the whole world. It's too many people. So he says, when you learn Torah, you should have a mind Kalal Yisrael, you have a mind the whole world. So I actually think, you know, that we who are learning about chesed, we can't fix the whole world in the 9 days, but when we're learning, we're fixing ourselves, we have a mind Kalal Yisrael. Certainly, it should be a schus that we come to Tisha B'Av, that it's also a mayan. We don't say tachanan. It should be a schus that we zeichet to see binyan in Yerushalayim here in Yemenu. So the Chafetz Chaim's next topic is Bikur Cholam. Ve'ata nevayer. Now we're going to explain inyan mitzvahs Bikur Cholam, the mitzvah of visiting the sick. Now, the Bikur Cholam, which the Chafetz Chaim is talking about, is primarily people who are very sick. Albeit, Bikur Cholam applies to every person. Anyone who's crank, anyone who's a little bit sick, and you visit them, you have Bikur Cholam. But the main Bikur Cholam is a person who's very, very sick. Not necessarily a deathbed, but on a bed with potentially in critical and serious condition. That's what he's discussing in particular. Anyone who you visit will see, of course, it's a tremendous chesed. It's in the Mechina of Bikur Cholam as well. Bikur Cholam is also, actually, just to figure what we just picked up and discussed, is we call Gemilas Chasam. It's Gemilas Chasam, and as we say every morning, the Oichel for Bikur Cholam, the Oichel Adam Perasev L'Matzeh, a person who does Bikur Cholam is rewarded in this world, the world that we live in today. They have bracha in this world today, and yet Karen Kayamas, that mitzvah of Bikur Cholam is Karen Kayamas L'Oichel Haba. Kidi Isa B'Shabbes, as the Talmud says in Shabbos. Kuf Chaf Zayin. Look at Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chaf Zayin. It elaborates upon the mitzvah Bikur Cholam. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in a mitzvah Bikur Cholam, his hero all of Chazal, we're pushed, we're exhorted to do Bikur Cholam. Right? It's not just like we're discussing Chavas Orchem, where it's a trans chesed. You open your house, you give up of your space. Right? People, even a lot of people do chesed. They're happy to do it outside their house. You give up your bedroom, your living room, you know the briskers. Chaim Soloveitchik was known that his house was literally a hefkerfeld. Like, you know, people would come and use his house. The briskerov said as a kid, he didn't have his bed because there were always people sleeping in it. That's a tremendous level. I mean, to literally have it where you give up your space. So here, Bikur Cholam, it's not just giving out your house, which is, Chazal and Rambam says, the greatest. Bikur Cholam is you're going out. You're going out, you know, sometimes today, especially hospitals, you have to drive there, you have to get there. It's uncomfortable, sometimes inconvenient. Some hospitals are very far, there's all kinds of rules and visiting hours. So you have to go there, and Chazal exhort us to do it. It says, Gemara and Tzaita says in Daf Yudalid, what does the pasuk mean? Acher Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu. After Hashem your God, you should go. V'chi evsher lo la'adam lahalich acher hashchina. Is it possible for a person to go after the Shechina? Is that feasible? Is that possible? A person could run after the Shechina of Elo Kisiv? Doesn't the pasuk say, Kashem Elokecha Eish Oichel Kelkana? Right? God, so to speak, Kavayach, obviously not literal, is a God of vengeance. Right? There's a fire, which means we're not able to really go after the Shechina. Ella, rather the Talmud says, what does that mean? Halach achar midosav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, follow in the ways of Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is malbish arum. We actually say this every morning. Hashem gives malbish, clothes the those who are naked, unclothed. The chsiviyas Hashem lo kimes al adam liishto ksoinus or vel bisham. He gave Adam v'chava clothes. Af ata harve malbish arumim. If people can't afford clothes, people don't have clothes. But malbish arumim, give them clothes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevaker choylim. Hashem himself, we see in the Torah, so Chavetz Chaim, according to the Gemara, that you see Hashem did these things himself. So Hashem gave Adam and Chava clothes, so to eat, she gave people clothes. Hashem is Mevaker Cholam, Shneamar, V'yar Elokim Belonei Mamre. Hashem came to Avraham on the third day after his bris in Elonei Mamre. Af Ata, but we can call him Hashem is Mevaker Cholam for Avraham, so to us, we should be mevaker cholam. On this, there's a footnote. He says the following. The Talmud says in the Darim, "Dibikur cholam." You learn from this, by the way. Hashem kavayachol, whatever that means. Hashem is mevaker cholam. Hashem visited the sick. You see that bikur cholam is even a gadol should go to a katan. There's no status. There's no caste system over here, right? Even the greatest person should go to anybody, everyone. You visit even a katan. See Rashi over there. Luli Dvarov, if it wouldn't have been for Rashi, we say lav dafka katan mamish, right? Not just don't think it's like a katan, like a kid. Da'atu im katan who ain't b'chal kaiyosol, right? A katan is not part of kaiyosol. For a little boy, actually, to tell you the truth, sadly, when there's a child, I mean the biggest bechias, Rachman Litzlan. Anyone's been a funeral with a little boy or girl who dies, those are the biggest tear jerkers because you see the potential of the child. And if a little boy or girl is in the hospital, they have the most rachmanis, right? People, their hearts break when they see a little kid because, again, there's the potential. They don't understand all of what's happening to them. So very often a kid will have more visitors because people really feel bad, even though they have less older friends, so to speak. But it's not time. Of course, it's a kid. Like katan b'malioso etzosa, right? And you see the homeless man, the homeless lady, Yiddish person. They're the smelly ones. The people don't get invited out. Here you have this distinguished individual, or the punk rocker, and here you have a big rabbi. You're gonna come visit him. If you halki tzarich lemeiz l'gabei, Torah says no. You go out. You do be kacholim to them. Go out. Uchein sham be'erevin ala pasuk liyevi'el ala adam. Malam she'asa kadosh baruch hu she'shpars al mishah Hashem, so to speak, was a friend of the groom by Adam ha'adam. We're actually going to get to in a few weeks about misameh chasim akala, the chesed of making a bride and a groom happy. But we learn lamda tara derecher she'asa gadol she'shpars al katan, even a great person should be a shushban, like a groom, a friend of the groom, to a person who's not of stature. Ayerlo, don't look down on people. Say, oh, I can't do this. Da'asim v'adi lav katan mamish. Someone's getting married. He's not a kid. So you see that katan is a status, right? You think the person is, the. In the Geisha world, in the non-Jewish world, the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezoses are not dancing in the weddings of the janitors of Amazon, of Tesla. They're not going, that's not who they hang out with. And that's not who they're inviting to their weddings. And, you know, they're not on their executive board or their stakeholders. They're not going to visit them in the hospitals. But by us, we're not machalic like that. We don't make these kind of, not in financial status, not in religious status, You know, if someone's a yid, you visit, period. It's irrelevant if they're tzaddikim, whoever, you visit. You must. Hashem himself went out and visited the sick, so to us. By the way, if you ever want to read an amazing biography, I believe they have it in Amachad, A Tzaddik in Our Time. It was a book. It is such an amazing book. I highly recommend it. I haven't read it for 20, 30 years, and it still rings in my mind. Arya Levine was the father-in-law of Rav Yashav, who was the premier Posse Kador, actually the grandfather of Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's wife. And Reb Arya Levine was known as this amazing tzaddik. And one of the things he did is he visited the jailhouses, you know, particularly during the, in general, but during the British mandate in Yerushalayim in Israel, he would visit the jails. And then, you know, there were not just criminals, there were a lot of political prisoners, people who were rebelling against the British. Talks a lot of those stories. But also, he visited the hospitals like crazy, and he was known for Achnasas Orchem. You want to see a person who lived a life of chesed? It's by Simcha Raz. It's called A Tzaddik in Our Time. So Rabbi Levine would visit criminals in the jails, like real murderers at times. And he treated everyone with respect. And he would visit all the hospitals. And he talks about how he ran out to Greek guests. And it didn't matter who you were, what you were, what you did. That Hashem prepared the wedding. It's Adam Rishon's best man, so to speak. It's a lesson for all of us. It doesn't make a difference. If you can do a chesed for a person, you do it. The Gemara Mapik says, Asher Yelchu should go out. Zbikur Cholom. Ba is Kvori, should be involved in people's funerals and burials, even if they're not in your crowd. And the Gemara says, Is Bikur Cholim chesed? Right? Of course it is. What's the question? What's the question about it? Umishani in the Talmud says, Lo nitzricha el ben gilo. It's talking about a ben gilo, which we'll get to in a second. Ben gilo is when you're born somebody at the same time with the same mazel. Now, there is a concept, very briefly, of mazel, the zodiac connection, not like Mickey Dane, who is a fraud, who got lucky once in her life, or any of those palm readers or fortune tellers. But there is a concept which we're not tuned into today, and that's where these got the idea from, of that the celestial beings are intermediary in the spiritual world. That's talked about in the books of Kabbalah. The Ramchal talks about that in his works as well. And therefore, people of the same mazel, and actually, when you visit them, they take away someone's illness. That's what the Talmud says. Okay, I'll leave that for right now. Ba is burial. That's also chesed. So that's talking about when you go to bury somebody who is not like you. Like, you know, you're a respectable person. This is a drug addict, and they OD'd. Like, why are you being involved in the burial? Right? They were a mafioso. They got involved in the wrong people. Right? Even so, you bury them. You're involved in the burial. The fimaskana yalfina bikur cholam ikvura is even if it's not proper. The person, he says, but maybe burial is different. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. And that is by Ben Gilo. He just says, is that I would have thought by Bikur Cholim, if someone's a Ben Gilo, since they're taking a little bit of the sickness, we'll see what that means shortly, maybe they wouldn't be obligated if they're going to get a drop, so to speak, potentially sick, which they don't really. But if that potential, still the Torah says, you should go out and visit the sick. What else did Hashem do? What other chesedim? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avelim. He comforted the mourners, which we'll get to as well. Where do you learn that from? He went and he blessed Yitzhak Beno. So he went to comfort Yitzhak on Avram's death. Ach ata, so to we should be Dunicham Avelim, comfort the mourners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kover Mesim. Hashem buried the dead. Where do we see that? Be'ikbor so begai. Hashem buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? No one else buried Moshe. Afata, so too we should bury the Mesim. Amru Chazal. So all of these things, we said, be like Hashem, do what Hashem does. And the Gemara says about Metziah on the Pasuk of all, Da'at Lahem Es HaDerech. You should make them known for them the way. Asher Yelchoba. What's the path of life? What's the path that a Yid should take? Es HaDerech. The path is a path of chesed, a path of acts of kindness. Koilo Bezeh, Kol Inyane Chesed. All the acts of chesed. I mentioned, I stopped by today for a Choshava Kirov conference. Imagine Kirov is, if you ask me, Kirov at some level is the greatest chesed, because if you visit the sick and you comfort the mourners and you have guests, they're all trans chesedim, and they affect the emotional aspects and they affect the material aspects. But the greatest aspect is to give someone a soul. A yid who walks this world without knowing Hashem is the biggest loss. The biggest loss, the car of a person, you give him Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Give him this world and the next world. And I hate to say it, I've said this before, today, a Jew, without any Torah mitzvahs, could be our biggest enemies, and some of them are. I have a whole list of them, that literally fight against Torah, fight against Eretz Yisrael. Not because they're evil, they're empty. They don't know anything better. I didn't grow up going to yeshivas, these people, these Bernie Sanders and Chomskys and Soroses. They grew up with nothing. And so they become our enemies. You know, the whole, whatever, there are plenty of people, you know, that funding, you know, the whole trans and gays and anti-Israel, rabidly anti-Israel. They're Jews, many of them. And they know nothing. And if you're makar of them, now it's for some people, they were low. Low-hanging fruit 60 years ago, but now they've been living that life for so long, they're high, they're very much hard to get today. So you get them when they're younger, you give them Torah, you give them, like, there's a girl coming to my house this Shabbos. What if I said this last week? No, I don't think so. My wife met somebody from San Francisco. She's coming to me for the Shabbos from this little city called San Francisco. So she's on her way to go to seminary. She said she went to a das sometimes there. So she told my wife, she's not yet religious, but she's here for Chicago for a few weeks, maybe a few months. She's just, but she said she's maybe dabbling in Torah mitzvah past 3-4 years. What changes? She's 25 years old, and she's looking around. She said she wants to be a mother and have kids, and there's no one around her, nothing like that. That's going to ever lead to that. And you know, her first thing is that the Orthodox do that. And how to start. That's like 1 in 1,000 that a girl can think that. Usually it's all true. Like when I was living in Philadelphia, we used to have guests who were part of the, you know, a lot in Philadelphia has a lot of Jews, Levi, I'm sure knows this, that were part of the conservative movement and became Orthodox. You go to Bala Cynwyd and those areas, Marion, there's a lot, Wynwood, a lot of Jews who were part of the conservative movement. And I taught for Ish while I was there, inside a little bit. And I had a lot of these type of Jews come to me. And it was interesting, the older single girls, they would be like living downtown. They'd be accountants and lawyers and in investment banking or in, you know, Comcast or in Philadelphia. And they never, you know, when you're living downtown Philadelphia, you live in the yuppie crowd. But then they start seeing families and like wives and kids and husbands and family life. And like, they're 37 years old. Their biological clock is ticking. And all of these, as they're starting to become a little religious, they want to get married as soon as possible. Like all of a sudden, like it hits them like a ton of bricks. They want to get married. Nothing was telling them to get married downtown Philadelphia. Anything's important. Also, they saw the light. For some of these, it's very late in the game. Sometimes the Rachmanis is too late for some of them. You give a Mekara person, you give them life. Give them Chaim. And so therefore, as a derech is Erol Ol Chesed. Shiucha Adam Lehetiv L'Chavero. Can help them, begufo, with their body. B'mamoyinoi, with their money. L'in HaShas Kalim. Can lend them something. You give him a loan. Yes, Bishus Asa, there's a mitzvah, Asher Kesav Talves Ami. There's a common mitzvah, Kirov. Asher yelchu ba is bikur cholim ba. Asher yelchu is bikur cholim ba is kvura, is burying the dead. It's a long note on ba and burying the dead, which is a little bit technical. But basically saying you should bury anyone and everyone you can. Kaparach gemara bikur cholim is chesed. Umeshani, and it says that you have to actually say it specifically bikur cholim. It's taken out because even those Ben Giloy, this sort of comes from the same mazel, the same zodiac. Again, we're just doing that very superficially right now. That you take 1/60th of the illness. Again, I think maybe he'll discuss it later on. Don't worry about that. It's a schus, you won't lose out. But because in theory you're visiting them, actually heals them and gives you a drop of their sickness. It's not talking about the germs, by the way. It's talking on a spiritual level. Right, the Torah still says to do it and you'll be okay. That the Torah has to say it specifically. Umitzah Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is the Hanah Filu Gadol Etzah Katan, even a great person by a small person. Filu Kam Yopam Yom, if there's no visitors and this person's alone, okay, alone or by themselves, it has eaten even multiple times a day. You know, like children, you see this explicitly. Usually, if a person has a child, imagine a child says, oh, I visited my mother. She's in the hospital. I see her. When's the last time you saw her? I saw her 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago. Or once a week. What do you mean, once a week? Mother's in the ICU. You go as much as you can. Come by me home. Now, if you're going, you just better make sure that it's not a burden for them. That's not a burden for them. Who should be the first one? Someone sick? Relatives. Very close friends. That's normal to come right away. Berachoikim, people who are not as close, after 3 days. They're in the hospital for 3 days, after 3 days. Kiheche de lo litra mazle. Vim kafetz lo choli, right? If you get very sick, you should go right away. Don't wait. Everyone should go right away. People who are critically sick. Kasho chola sheichav al ha'aretz, if they're low on the ground, you shouldn't be above him. You shouldn't be on a bench above them. Now today it's not a problem because the hospital beds are plenty high today. But you should not be sitting above them. Why not? We know that the divine presence is by a sick person, a critically ill person, a very sick person. The shechina is there. And if he's in a bed, then don't worry about it. He says, this person has a very serious stomach ailment, then you shouldn't visit them because you know actually it's embarrassing to them. Now we'll see later on, you should come to the hospital, you should try to not come into the room, you should meet the nurses and the doctors to care for them. But if they're in a very compromised state, then the better thing is not to visit them. It's embarrassing. They're, you know, especially certain people be humiliated to be seen in certain ways at certain times in the hospitals. That's not a kindness. That if a person's in the hospital and they'd want to see a visitor, but many people would not want to see somebody if they're, you know, they have serious stomach issues where they're defecating in a certain way or whatever it is, and their body's a certain way. Not the choli ayin, not the choli rosh. People are very sick in their eyes, their head, when they can't talk. Right, so if they can't talk, and you come there to talk. Now, if you come there not to talk, just to sit there and to join in their pain, it could be that's the right thing to do. But if you're coming for a conversation, then don't go. If someone can't talk, you don't go in front of them. Go in the side house, go in the back house. Speak to them. To about them, to the doctors, to the nurses, to the staff. By the way, if you see if there's anything needs to be done, now in those days, you know, we take everything for granted today, but not too long ago, people died in their houses. And if they had a doctor who came to their house, there was very few hospitals, if they were, they're nothing like we have today. So, and you have to, if their house is dirty, you know, help clean their house. I will say today that I've been involved in this. Sometimes you have someone sick in the house, they're getting treatments in the house, is a bahala. And no one's taking care of the house, the kids, the family. They need a lot of help. There's people that are struggling in the house internally. See what you can do. Vishom and sorrow. You should hear. Hearing is believing. You know, make yourself numb. But sometimes you go to a place, you visit a person, you feel the pain. Right? When you're far away, it's very challenging to feel the pain. You don't see it. You know, there's sometimes you got to see things to feel it. They bring down some of the Gedolim in America in 82. Mamish people who never looked at television life, they wanted to see a few minutes of the Jewish soldiers in Lebanon just to feel the pain. As you know, when it was a series, there were hundreds of Jewish soldiers in dangerous minutes getting killed. You know, the worst part with the fight in Lebanon. You know, they wanted us to feel it because you see something, you feel it. So you'll feel it more. You'll cry out more for the sick person. So if you can't go, whenever you visit a sick person, very sick person, maybe a little bit sick, make sure to daven for them. Being beaker, this very important. If you do mevakach cholam, you go to a hospital to visit somebody, follow bikesh, and you don't daven for them to get better, you were not yotze, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of biker cholam correctly, properly. And therefore, aim mevakach chayla, you should not visit the sick person as a general rule. In the first 3 hours of the day, why? Most people are more sick, they're less sick. They wake up in the morning, they had a night's sleep, they're not as bad as later in the day. Certainly, you know, and if you see them not as such a challenged state, you won't really feel their pain. You know, sometimes you look at people in general life, you don't think there's anything wrong with them, so you don't daven for them. But when you see something's wrong, your heart goes out. You daven for them. It's a different feeling when you see something's wrong. So if you go to the chayla, they don't look so bad. Yeah, they're not so bad. I remember when I was a bachur, I was 21-ish, 21, 22. I got Epstein-Barr. I was like, you know, I had it for months. Mono, Epstein-Barr, like that type of... then it was chronic fatigue, and everyone was like, "Oh, you look fine." You know, I felt pretty terrible. I was like 70%. I had this for months. I was not smart. I always said I'm happy I got this lesson as a young kid. I was literally learning day and night. I was getting 4.5 hours of night's sleep. I was not eating well. I was not exercising. I was like super intense. It was still intense, but then it was super intense. You know. And I got myself, I ended up getting this. After that, I became, you know, paced myself a lot better. But like everyone, people say, "Oh, you look fine." Now, to a person who's sick, that's like the meanest thing you can say. I'm just telling you right now. If someone tells you they don't feel well, you know, then sympathize. If you don't see it, though, it's a lot very hard to feel it. So if you see it and you feel it, you'll daven better for the person. So don't go in the first 3 hours. You won't daven, and don't go at the end of the day when they're sick, because then you won't daven because you'll give up on them. Right? Someone is really sick. Oh, well, he's very dead. He's like, "Mom, shagaisis, it's over." You daven when there's a good chance. They're suffering. It's critical, but there's a chance. When it looks like it's over, you'll give up on the davening. Chas v'shalom. V'nira shem shaz zmanias. It depends on the. On the length of the day. If not, if you have a short day in certain places, you have no time to visit. Let's say you have a schedule, or you're late. You have a schedule. You have a lunch break or whatever it is. You can go only in the mornings. On the way to work, you can go. As a question, should you go the ideal times or not at all? Better to go than not to go the ideal times. It's always better to go than not to go. And by the way, today, if you're close to a person, you're relative to a person, and you can only go certain times, and you don't go, then that person who's sick, not only did you not visit them, they're hurt. They're hurt. They feel their good friend, their cousin, whatever it is, doesn't even visit me. They're not cheshbening the first 3 hours of the day, last 3 hours of the day, that your schedule, they feel like, why is he not visiting me? What happened? I thought we're so close. Why are they not coming to see me? So it's better to visit, because there's other things to visit, even though it's an ideal time, it could be Kiva. He went, he took care of the person. By the way, it's a known fact. You know, I don't know what the percent is, but people who are visited more in the hospital get better care. Better care. When the nurses, the doctors say this person, a lot of people have seen them. First of all, they're care about themselves because there are more people asking questions. There are more people seeing what's going on with this person. No one comes to visit. Doctors aren't worried. No one cares about this person anyways. When people go to visit, I know somebody, you know, who hired a private nurse for their relative simply because they wanted that relative better care in the hospital. The nurse was asking the doctors, and you know, he was there, he was a constant advocate, and the doctors saw that, and they knew that, they were being more watched. So even going, you're helping the person by going. U'kshemevakesh rachamim, and you ask mercy, mevakesh the fun of, you can, when you're in front of the person, you can ask in any language you want. She'mevakesh kaveyachol lefeshchena, she'eitz la'achoyla. But if you don't daven in front of them, then you should really daven Lashon Kodesh. Happens to be, we paskin, and you can daven in your mama language. So if English is your language, you're able to daven there. But again, it's more direct when you're in front of the person to daven. So when you daven, we always say, so we daven for this sick person amongst all the other sick people of Israel. And because when you're nichla, you put this person amongst the rest, it's more of a schus, it's more of a merit, and more likely for your tefillah to be heard, kakash was tefillah yoyser. V'yoymer, ha-malki rachel lecha pasuk shaykha yisrael, you should be, Hashem should have mercy on you, amongst all of the sick of Israel. And on Shabbos, where we don't typically daven for this, we don't typically do this, unless it's very severe. So what do we say? Shabbos him lizoik, urefuah kroyva le'ir. The Shabbos is a time we don't call and cry, but we should have refuah in the city, rachamim merubin, a lot of mercy, and a good, and it should be a Shabbos of rest. Okay, I'm going to hold here. We'll do the rest of the column in 2 weeks after Tisha B'Av. You know, we're ending with davening for the sick. At some level, you know, we're all, you mentioned like Kirov, we're all spiritually sick. Every yid, you know, we think we're fine. The whole 9 days, Simon said, we're sick. Everybody, I'm sick, you're sick. We're, without a Beit HaMikdash, we're cholim. We're missing a large part of our spiritual life. And we should be zeichet to daven for ourselves, to daven for the Jewish people. We should be zeichet to live a life of chesed, to see Beit HaMikdash from here. We should all have a spiritual refuah shlema. B'karav, and Shem Kashem Shemayim, U'berabim, and Shem Hashem Shabbi, Iskabal, Iskabal Shmei. Bravo. Okay, we'll hold here. Mitzvah Hashem. We'll pick up with Bikur Chol.